parents out there miss one of your kids' like milestone moments? Like, what would be their first steps, their teeth falling out, haircut, rolling over? 314-531-9898 if you ever miss one of those milestone moments. And any parents out there willing to admit that you just kind of recreated the milestone moment and acted like it didn't happen, especially if one of the parents missed it, 314-531-9898. I bring it up because I witnessed this, and I witnessed something I don't think I was supposed to witness at the library. You know, it's like been cold out lately and all that. So it just kind of like what took the kids to the library. There's some toys they could play with, some books they can read. There's an area that is like fun for them to enjoy. And there was two kids about the same age as my kids, three and my daughter's like 15 months. And I think their kid was like 13 months, like a little bit.
Close in age.
And I think my daughter might have inspired this big kid, because the one who was close in age was my daughter can walk. My daughter's been walking for like 6 months now, and she was like climbing on stuff, and he was like watching her. And I guess this kid had taken like one step before, and mom had said, she's like, he's so close to walking. And then so he went to go give my daughter something, and he walked to her. Oh. He took like six steps straight to my daughter and handed her something. And her mom's like, whoa. She's like, oh my God, that's the most steps he's ever taken. It's like only been one step. Like he walked all the way to your daughter. And then the mom goes, and I thought this was so funny. Man, Dad missed that. Let's not tell Dad that happened.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just, when he does that at home, that'll be his first steps.
I think this is like the only way.
You can't tell it.
I think that
I was there for
milestones you have to lie about. Like, I never believe anybody when they're like, oh, this is the first time. It's not. It's just right. More convenient. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you have to lie. That's just like a blanket number one rule. You have to lie until it's the right moment.
Or you get it on camera. Because like sometimes it'll happen, yep. your camera's not ready. So then you like film it and you're like, that's the first steps.
I don't think I'd want to be lied to, because I know that it would come out later as like a joke, like, oh haha, remember when you thought you saw like your daughter's first steps and that was actually like not her first steps.
You think
and
I'm gonna then, bring it up at Thanksgiving?
Then like, that would break right. me. Then I'd be like, what? My entire life is a lie.
This happened.
Oh my gosh.
This whole life is a lie. But this kind of happened in This Is Us. I forget the characters. Toby and Kate, he's not there, and she's with the neighbor guy, and the baby tries food for the first time. And Kate's all like, yo, like, this is the first time. Am I supposed to
That's
tell?
That's on purpose, though.
Yeah, she did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
It created, like, a drama, and they're like, you know, this is us. There was drama because of it.
Yes.
But, like, you do, like, you have to wonder, like, you can't. But the reality is you can't be at everything.
Right.
My wife almost did this to me. My son was really close to like pulling himself up. And we had like, oh, like so many times. And then I left one day and went to like run to the grocery store, came back. And he was like standing up and she's like, it happened when you were gone. I was going to lie to you and just let him do it again. And then act like we were surprised. But like, as I walked in, he was like standing there and she was just like, he did it. He pulled himself up.
Yeah. And you just gotta lie. Yeah.
So you think you just gotta lie. Did you catch everything, Kevin?
No, I did. I missed a lot of it. You know, the only thing I'm thinking of is that, you know, I don't think would call it a milestone. It was the reason why my son had to go to the hospital. I mean, you know, and
that's the first hospital
visit.
Let's recreate that.
Right, yeah. But, you know, that was because he touched the, you know, dehumidifier and it, you know, burned his hand. And so I think that after that, it's like, okay, well, I'm missing everything. You look at these guys.
I don't know if I'd want to call that a milestone. Like, everybody hits that milestone.
Yeah, everyone has that first hospital.
I do think it is, like, the first big injury, you know, when they hit their head or whatever.
The first doctor visit, that was on me.
Okay, did you miss something? And did you feel like you needed to recreate those milestones so your significant other could have been there? 314-531-9898. If you're the dad that was listening, your kid did not take the first steps at the library. I don't know what happened. We're talking about how I'm part of another family now at this point. I witnessed milestone moments. I was at the library with my kids, and there was another, you know, mom there, and their kid's about the same age as my daughter. I think he was like 13 months. My daughter's like 15 months. And he walked to my daughter. Like, and mom was like, And Mom had literally just got done telling the story. He's like, he's so close to walking. He's just taking one step. He hasn't really put it together. And then just took off for like six steps. And Mom's like, whoa, oh, oh, wow, I can't believe that happened. Dad's going to be home in like an hour. Maybe we just don't say anything. And I'm just curious, is that like, did other people have to do that? If like you missed that milestone moment, you're just like, the kid's going to walk again and let's all catch that on camera. Or let's all make sure Mom and Dad are both in the room.
See, I think it's awesome if you can catch those on camera. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's amazing because I'm like, rolling over was a big deal. I remember that. I remember those first moments, but I don't think I was there for the actual first moment.
You can't remember? Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah. Someone should just tell you that you were. Like, this is it. This is the first time.
Yeah, you got to lie.
AB doesn't think you should do that.
I don't think so.
Carrie, you missed your kid's first steps.
You want to be crushed? Yeah. Crushed now rather than later when I find out.
Oh.
Carrie, you missed your kid's first steps?
Yeah, so my son was 15 months and just wouldn't walk. He would stand there for like 2 months, just wouldn't walk. And my niece was born, so we went to the hospital to see her, and I sat my son down on the floor so I could hold the new baby. And he walked out the door to a nurse in the hallway. And so I turned and I saw him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out of here. Wow. Your mom's holding another baby? Get me out of here.
Pretty much, yeah.
How did you feel that he walked to another woman too? Were you like, "Oh my God, nurse, get out! Don't be walking to my kid."
I mean, he's my second kid, so I think maybe that's part of why it wasn't so traumatic for me.
Best response ever!
Go. Exactly,
the most honest response.
Yeah, yes, we get it. Yep. Super funny. Mm-hmm. And I just love how I love how you missed the first steps when your just back was turned too. Not even like I wasn't there. Like, oh, I was there. I just wasn't looking.
I was just focused on another baby.
Yeah.
Dad missed all the firsts. Everything happened while he was at work, but.
He was probably like, dang, man, I'm never going to work again. Right.